President Obama did not mince words in his message to top banking executives.
My main message in today's meeting was very simple, that America's banks received extraordinary assistance from American taxpayers to rebuild their industry, and now that they're back on their feet, we expect an extraordinary commitment from them to help rebuild our economy.
Mr. Obama said he has received complaints from the owners of small and medium-sized businesses that banks are refusing to lend money. The president called on banks to take a third or fourth look at helping such businesses. Executives at Monday's meeting say they get the message. Richard Davis is with U.S. Bank.
Today we realize we're under the microscope to show every step that we take to do a better job of listening to customers, paying attention to their needs, and being more available than we have been in the past.
Davis says banks want to lend money, but avoid the risks that led to financial disaster in 2008. Marta Neal Bailey is a banking expert at the Brookings Institution in Washington. He says Mr. Obama has valid concerns that banks are not doing enough to help the economy, but he says the banking industry faces a complex situation.
The trouble is there's not a huge demand for loans at the moment because business is weak and companies are not necessarily looking to expand. And then the other issue is that the risks are greater. So having made bad loans in the last several years, they're reluctant to make bad loans again.
Executives insisted the tone of the meeting was productive, but it followed Mr. Obama's recent criticism of high executive salaries and bonuses. Mr. Obama also told reporters after the meeting that despite the executives' promises of support, banking lobbyists oppose federal financial regulatory reforms. Robert Raffel, VOA News.